passed that test with flying colors. I'd say A++++. On to the next one, you know. So happy for him, and just for him to get through that and now know, hey, you know you can do it, you know, and you know how to do it, just like that. And that's the kind of guy. He's not surprised, but certainly very happy.
That sounds like a ringing endorsement to me for the kicker Tyler Loop, who is now at the only kicker on the roster. Two things. Well, actually, one big thing stands out to me. They never go through camp or the preseason with one kicker, do they? They want one kicker doing all those kicks?
Right, even with when he was here, just Zucker, they would always carry other kickers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, either, you know, release them, trade them. The guy that got, you know, mugged downtown, they had to turn that into a real player. They usually carry more than one. But to me, that's a real, you know, that's a real vote of confidence. They just let the other kicker go and keep him for the rest of camp. So it must mean they're very confident.
Now, Vinny Serrato talked about him missing some kicks. I think it was Thursday. Mm-hmm. He talked about it on Friday, which means he must have missed the kicks on Thursday. Do you think maybe this is one of those moves with Harbaugh saying, you know what, I think there's a lot of too much pressure on him. He's going to have enough pressure with a game start. Let me let him be the guy in practice.
I think you're right. Because I say he's replacing maybe the greatest kicker in the history of football. That's a tremendous amount of pressure there. And now he's going to have competition for his job. I think maybe just say, you're right. Just know, you got the job. We have confidence in you. Now just concentrate on your craft. I think it's probably a good idea.
Now, I'm not surprised that, you know, he's going to be the guy. When you draft a kicker, folks, that's your guy. He's not a free agent that he picked. They used a draft pick for it. Now, true, they had five, six-round picks. But they used one of those, the second of the six round picks, on a kicker.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's going to be your guy. You don't waste a pick on a kicker.
No, you don't. So it's highly unusual, actually, because even Justin Tucker was a walk on. They didn't draft him.
Yeah, he was undrafted free agent.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's kind of cool that they, you know, well, cool, necessary because of what happened. So now you draft a kicker, and it turns out he sounds like he was impressive. He made like 10 field goals and 156 and 160.
Uh-huh.
So he can do it. We'll see what happens, you know, when the crowd's screaming at Buffalo, wherever happens to make his first kick.
Now, to be honest with you, I'm not worried about it. And you know me, I'm not mm-hmm. worried about it. I don't really think is that big of a deal. I think Justin Tucker, like you said, is the best that ever did it. I'm not questioning that at all. But at the end of the day, it's a kicker. You got to move on. Turn the page. Get him in here. Got to grow up eventually.
Yeah.
If our whole season comes down to how kicker performed, we're in trouble.
You got a problem then, yes.
We're in trouble.
I'm with you. I always felt that was, you can't do it. If that's the issue, then we got problems. If you're going to rely on a kicker to win every game for you,
Let's go down to Baltimore and get Mark. Mike, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
To your point about Loop, so before practice yesterday, the Jerry Sandusky announced that they were going to do we're going to need all the crowd noise we can to get Loop prepared for game day situations, and then before every kick he did, he would come back on and remind the crowd, hey, we need you to be as loud as you can because we want to put him under pressure so he knows what the game day feeling is going to be like.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I think that was, you know, Ravens' design.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, it's not like what I don't quite understand is when people say these things, and I get it, and they do this. But, like, these guys come from, you know.
Major schools.
Yes, they're playing.
Major schools.
Major schools. You know, they're under a lot of pressure. I mean, granted, he played for Arizona, was an SC. But still, I mean, it's D1 football. You're playing real, you know, schools, Oklahoma State and Houston and Kansas and Cincinnati. I mean, this is D1 football. The crowds are huge. It's like,
it's major Division I football.
Yeah.
He plays on television all the time.
Yeah.
And I get it. I remember the comment about J.K. Dobbins. Someone said, you know, I'm happy to see him, but I want to see what he does in front of a big crowd. He played in front of 100,000 people where he played.
All the time.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
What are you actually talking about? I mean, I'm worried about who he's facing, not the crowd. I don't even care less about the crowd. It's who he's facing.
Yeah.
The situation in and of itself. East Baltimore, Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How you doing, Larry?
I think the kicker from Arizona is going to be all right. But it's one thing I want to ask y'all. Y'all think Tucker ever kick in the NFL again?
Yeah.
Have a
nice
day. Yeah, he will. He will, because he has history. And the NFL is the most forgiving league in all of sports.
Yeah.
You are an animal until we need you.
Yeah.
That's how the NFL works. This guy is unbelievable. I can't believe. And you know what? Don't blame the NFL, because you, the fans, are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy committed a crime today and you had your opinion about him, but he plays a position that you need by week 14, you want to know why we didn't sign him. That's how the league is. The league and the fan base. The most forgiving people there are. It's all your disgust of a person is only based on your need for the position.
100%. Absolutely. And I could picture it even here. I don't care who, if there was a position the Ravens needed and the guy was really a dubious character that, you know, well, it's been well documented, like, we need a dog. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, how do you know he really did it?
Yes. I want to see the body cam footage.
Well, who's the pitcher that the Orioles fans always ask about? Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer, yeah.
Why won't they go get Trevor Bauer? Well, because there's a reason no one's getting him. Well, how do you know he really did it? There's a reason no one's getting him. There's a reason that no one's touching him. They know something. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's up, Ed?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, I ain't got no rap for Rob, man. He can't reply to my text messages, but
Do you act like you're my woman? I don't have to reply to your text messages, dude. I ain't seeing you tonight, man. What's on your mind? You get butthurt over a response to a text message? What man does that? But go ahead.
On the Savannahs, man, like, to be honest.
It's Raven talk.
I know, but when the last time you saw Camden Yards like that? That was my question. But
it's an exhibition game, man. I'm not hating on the Savannah Bananas. I'm hating on the people that try to compare it to an 81 game schedule of the Baltimore Orioles. It's a dumb comparison.
Look good yesterday, man. Everybody looked good, man. I just feel like it'll be healthy, man. And to y'all Ravens fans, I sent y'all feelings. I made a tweet the other day. I said Ravens need to win the Super Bowl so these fans can, you know, shut the.
I agree.
You know,
agreed.
It's like it's true though. You know,
agreed.
What I mean? Like, let's just get it done. Like, I'm not just talking about Ravens fans. I mean, if they feel some type of way. It is what it is.
Let me ask you this, Trippy. What do you think the offseason will be if they don't win it?
I mean, the same sugar, honey, iced tea. Oh, fire John Harbaugh. It's Harbaugh. It's Harbaugh, EDC, this and that. Why? Like, it's the same thing. Like, at the end of the day, the players got to go out there and execute. It don't matter what play is called. You know what I mean? So let's see what Mike Green got.
Hey Trippy.
Trippy. One more thing, right?
You just scared everybody when you.
Michael Parsons.
Yes.
Let's stop saying get Michael Parsons. And then if we get Michael Parsons, y'all going to be crying if Kyle Hamilton don't sign back and all them. We don't need Michael Parsons. To be honest with you, I think we got our Michael Parsons. Number 45, Mike Green.
Hey, Trippy. You scared everybody when you said that. You know that, right?
What you mean?
When you said the sugar, honey, iced tea, everybody jumped.
Oh, no, come on, man. Hey, you know, from last time when y'all said I cussed and I went back and listened to it, I ain't heard, but, you know, I know how I run it.
I didn't, for the record, I didn't jump, but yeah, no, I got nervous.
Hey, man, y'all enjoy y'all Monday.
All right, all right. See ya. You enjoy.
You saw.
I saw.